Has a man go in motion. Wants to throw. Here comes the rush. Throws. Incomplete. So to bring up third and 10. And the Crusaders not able to move that ball right now. WRJN in Racine.
Dick, a little bit of a surprising score update. With 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, Case is up 16-0 over Park.
That is. Park trying to play spoiler tonight. Krause, back to pass, throws. Incomplete. Almost on the ground.
And he had Austin once again wide open over the middle of the field, just kind of threw it like a baseball, and it skid across the ground.
And they're going to bring Contreras in. They're going to let him try to boot a field goal here. He's got a very good holder in Trent Bryant. Bryant is the holder for the Crusaders. There's the snap. The kick is up. And the kick is good. It's a line drive kick, though. It barely went over.
32-yard field goal. Or 31, sorry.
A 32-yard line drive.
Knuckleball.
Yep. To make it 30-0 with 2:43 to go, still in the first half. And you're listening once again to high school football on DG Sports. Streaming live on Mixler.com.
Very long first half, but the second half will not be that long.
No. Doesn't appear that way anyways right now.
The pace we're going at, yes.
Yep. Right, Petke's the deep man for the Packers as Contreras will kick it off. 30-0 is our score, and we still have almost 3 minutes to go in a very long first half. It's a high kick, fielded at about the 11, up to the 15, 20. And stopped at about the 26-yard line. That was Martinez. Martinez on that return. So it'll be first down for the Packers with 2:37 to go in our first half. And let's see who brings him out this time. Looks like Brooks is back in there. Wideouts right and left for Brooks. Under center. Hands it off to Wilder. And Wilder breaks it. Almost gets to midfield. Fumbled, though.
They were saying he was down by contact.
Yep, okay.
It was close, very close.
So a nice first down there for Cudahy. 2:27 to go and counting now. Brooks under center. Wideouts right and left. Hands it off again. And they trip him up. Wilder on the carry. They tripped him up, though. So the clock will continue to run as we close in on 2 minutes to go. So Brooks brings him out. Now he's in the gun. Is Brooks?
He's 7 yards off the ball. It's probably part of the reason why the snap's been so bad.
Yep, wideouts right in left. Brooks on the keeper. And he'll come up short of the first down. So to bring up third down. So I would say a third and about three for a first down for Cudahy. As we close in on a minute to go, Brooks in the gun. Flag on the play. I believe that's going to be on Raylu. Dallas Brown coming across. So that'll give the Packers a first down with 53 seconds to go. And they would like to score here before halftime.
And now they put Brooks from quarterback out to receiver and bring in Petke at quarterback.
Yep, so Petke's the man now.
You figure if they're bringing him in and putting Brooks at receiver, they're probably going to throw to him.
Yep. So Petke in the gun. Let's see if they can get it to him.
He's 8 yards off the ball.
Now you have Wilder going motion and becomes a wide out. Petke back to pass, throws. Intended for Wilder and knocked away with 21 seconds to go. Incompleted pass stops the clock. And again, just a reminder, at the conclusion of our ball game tonight, we'll have our DG Sports player of the game. Dylan will make his way down to the field, which is a chore in itself to get on the field, but he'll get there. All right, Brooks in the gun. Has wideouts both right and left. Back to pass. Brooks throws it up. No. And they sack him. I thought he threw it. He never got it off.
No, he pump faked, and then he ended up getting brought down by three different guys.
And I think we're going to have enough here. And that's the end of our first half of play with our score. Union, I should say, Racine Lutheran 30, Cudahy 0. We'll step away for 2 minutes, and then we'll come back with halftime. You're listening to high school football streaming live on DG Sports.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
September serving up more than stripes at the Lanes on 20.
Yes!
Step into Angry Brothers Pub for flavor, football, and fun all month long. Every Sunday, bite into the classic pub burger. Juicy, stacked, and loaded with flavor. Served with a side of all the football you can handle on the big screens. Catch the daily deals on the Lanes Facebook page, and don't forget, it's never too early to ask about the holiday party specials. Great food, cold drinks, and good times at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Water's incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years serving Racine one meal at a time.
Let's take a moment now to run down our top teams in each of the seven divisions of our Week 4 coaches poll sponsored by The Bound. In Division 1, it's still Arrowhead in the top spot, followed by Franklin, Badger, we'll get to see them next week, Wanakee, and Hamilton. In Division 2, it's Notre Dame, followed by West Appear, Rice Lake, Homestead, and Holman. In Division 3, it's Catholic Memorial, followed by Grafton, Plymouth, Mount Horeb, Barneveld, and La Crosse, Logan. In Division 4, it's Aquinas, followed by Winneconne, Baldwin Woodville, Lake Mills, and Columbus. Checking in at number 6 again this week is Racine St. Catharines. In Division 5, it's Northwestern, followed by Elmhurst, then Grantsburg, Mayville, and Tomahawk. In Division 6, it's Edgar, followed by Regis, Darlington, Mondovi, and Cambridge. And finally, in Division 7, it's Kenosha St. Joe's in that top spot, followed by Potosi Cassville, Black Hawk Warren, Boyceville, and Cochran Fulton City. So those are your top five teams in each of the seven divisions. Any surprises there, Dylan?
No, I think it's pretty straightforward. The point thing that they decided to go with this year for the playoff matrix has been kind of interesting, seeing them post like the unofficial, if the playoffs start today, who would be in, yada, yada. The guy who created the matrix is actually putting out like these unofficial updates each week. Those have been pretty interesting to see what, for each division, what 32 teams are in for each division. So that's been kind of fun to look at, but as in terms of the coaches poll, nothing's really too surprising in my opinion.
Well, another week and they'll start, I would think, Travis Wilson, who works for Bound now. I would think he'll start telling us teams that have qualified for playoffs. I'm talking after next week. We'll have playoff eligible teams already.
Yeah, depending on the conferences and stuff like that, yeah. That is true.
But touching back on one of the scores you gave, Wilmont with Union Grove, 2 weeks ago, Burlington had no trouble with Wilmont. I believe they defeated them 35-14. And you're telling me tonight, at least the last score update you gave, they were tied, Union Grove and Wilmont, at 14 apiece.
Yeah, right before the half, Union Grove kicked in a field goal to make it 17-14. But once again, Union Grove not playing a full game other than their first two extreme blowouts they had to start the season.
Yeah, and again, I'm excited about next week because we'll get to see the Lake Geneva Badgers. Let's touch on them a little bit. You being a former high school official, you know about the Badger program and what they run, and they've never wavered from it in about the last 7 or 8 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same as Elkhorn or even Oak Creek when Joe Cook was there. This is what we run. You could try to stop us, but we're going to run it down your throat. They do it successfully, and they have a lot of fun, you know, running that. So it is a very strong team, a very tough team. And like you said, I'm looking forward to that matchup next week.
Yeah, I mean, Burlington, if they're going to have any shot at all after losing to Union Grove last week, they have to win tonight, and hopefully they can have an upset next week. But I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, it's going to be very tough for Burlington to come out on that on top in that one, excuse me. But that's why we play the game. Look at last week, 13-0 lead at halftime, 28 unanswered. It could be the opposite this week, or excuse me, next week as we cover that one.
Yeah, I'm talking to Jeff Krause, the head coach again from Racine Lutheran. He's very open to talking about other teams and if they're good, not good, mediocre. So I asked him about St. Catharines after dropping that game to Brown Deer and then coming back and defeating Lake Country Lutheran. And he said they'll end up winning the conference. He said, in my opinion, they'll handle Martin Luther. So then I pushed him further and asked him, what about a trip to Camp Randall? And he said, I won't say not. I'll just say it's going to be tougher than it was last year. But again, last year's division, I should say level four game. Dylan, you were watching it, and you had me turn it on. I mean, I forget what the team was. They were an arm tackle away from winning the ball game.
That literally, as you said, the kid stuck an arm out instead of wrapped up. If he wraps up, St. Cass doesn't go to state. They don't win a gold ball.
Right.
I mean, we had the pleasure of calling that game last year, but, you know, that's where the game of inches. We always talk about week to week. Well, this matchup could be interesting. Teams record-wise may be lopsided, but you never know. That's why they play the game.
And again, for our listeners, next week the Packers will have a home game. That's the Cudahy Packers will be at home to play Milwaukee Academy of Science. And then next up for the Crusaders will also be a road game at Pius the 11th Catholic. So those games are next week. Those are our teams tonight, who their opponents will be next week.
Dick, Racine Park trying to keep it interesting over at Case. It's now 22-6 with 11 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
Wow, see? What a difference in where games are at already.
Well, they started an hour early.
Oh, they did start it.
They started at 6. That was a scheduled 6 okay. o'clock start, which okay. I wonder why. Maybe because of all the homecoming festivities
yeah,
or something?
Yeah, could be. Well, again, we'll see if we get a running clock. But Lutheran looks good.
Yeah, I think they have a real good shot to contend for a conference title here this year. Once again, Jeff Krause doing a great job with this program.
And again, they'll have the majority of the team back next year.
Yep.
So,
and then after that, they're pretty much just losing Bryce Austin and Colin Krause, and they reload everybody else. So,
and it was good to see Scott Smith on the sideline back coaching for the Crusaders as an assistant.
Hey, I had a nice conversation with him. He told me he's coaching linebackers this year, so far less involved than being a head coach, but he's still quite involved with this program, and it's good to see. He's a great guy, and, you know, it's good to see him back out here. Just as we talked about it, Dick, Case answers back. They make it 28-6, more or less putting away Park at
okay.
that point.
Yep. Give Park credit, though. They've been in a lot of ball games this year. I mean, they fight right to the end. And it's interesting to see, we're talking football, but to see how that Park basketball team's going to be this year.
Yeah. That's last year was their year, if you will.
And yep.
We'll see what they're able to do this year. They lost seven seniors, I think it was, six seniors, whatever the case, but they all started. So Coach Robbins has his hands full over there, but we're looking forward to covering them and seeing them throughout the season.
Well, he's got his nephew back. Zari Gwynn will have to lead them. I mean, they're upbeat about their team, but they were one play and probably one timeout away from winning that ball game last year. I mean, you take the timeout, reset up the play. I mean, you had timeouts left. But again, we're not coaching, so it's always, you know, easy to say what should have been done. But if you can't get the ball in, you know.
Yeah, definitely one of those situations I'm sure he has nightmares about night after night. So, you know, you live and learn through coaching and through playing this sport. That's what makes athletics so special, is you learn lessons not only about the game that you're playing, but just life in general. My head coach, Ryan Surfer, I learned so many lifelong lessons that still go to this day because of what he taught me on the football field. And, you know, it's just what makes athletics so special. I think a lot of people undervalue just quite what they're learning. You may say to yourself right now, man, coach, that was really dumb. Like, I don't care about that. But you look back even 2 years after you graduate, and you're like, wow, what a special lesson that my coach taught me there in that moment. And I didn't appreciate it enough in the moment to realize, hey, this is going to stick with me for the rest of my life.
Yep.
And I know you had a long coaching career between baseball and basketball and officiating basketball. And I know you have taught many valuable lessons throughout the years, even to myself here broadcasting with you. So there's always a bigger picture, regardless if it's sports, if it's in the classroom, here in the booth, whatever it is. There's always a bigger picture at the end of the day.
And one more note to touch on, it'll probably make you smile. I mean, we could be making, in basketball, we could be making a trip to the Kohl Center again, because there are two local teams that are pretty well loaded. I mean, you got right here, you got Racine Lutheran, who only lost the one starter, so he brings back four starters, plus his two or three top players off the bench. And then you have Racine St. Catharines returning all five starters and his two top role players. Just that they, unfortunately, they got to play small ball. They don't have a lot of height.
No, and it's a shame, too, that they have to play each other to get into the sectionals.
Yep.
I mean, they're in the same regional, not even the same sectional.
Sectional, right.
It's just a shame that way, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yep. There's other schools in the same, we could talk about getting back to football, same predicament. Muskego, if they want to go to state, they got to beat these teams. They got to beat Franklin. They'd have to beat, maybe pair up with McGuanago. I mean, it, like you said, it is what it is. It's the way it's set up.
Yeah, it's out of their control. With the new seeding matrix for football, I'm looking forward to see how things kind of fold out, because they just straight up seed them 1 through 32 that way. So we'll see how it comes. I'm looking forward to it a lot. I think it'll bring up, eliminate, I should say, a lot of the, like, hey, how does this matchup happen? Yeah. Hey, how does this matchup happen? We had a lot of those last year heading into the playoffs where it's like, are you sure about that?
Yeah.
They even came back 2 weeks into the playoffs and said, hey, guys, look, we made a mistake. We put in the wrong team. We're sorry. Well, you just took away a kid's chance to play because the matrix itself was off. So we'll see what the new matrix brings. I'm looking forward to seeing it in play. Ohio has had a lot of success with it. It's just one of those nuances with football where, okay, you don't want to sit and have a 15-hour meeting about who's 1 through 8. Well, we're going to let the computer decide it, and it is what it is.
All right, let's quickly step away for 60 seconds, and then we'll be back to call the third quarter of this ball game. You're listening to High School Football, streaming live on DG Sports.
once again.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
A lot of motorcycle enthusiasts say that this is their favorite riding weather of the year. But be careful out there because the days are getting shorter and drivers aren't always as attentive as they need to be. And if you're ever the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, call the Lawyer Who Rides, the Hog Lawyer at 888-999-6644. He's a great attorney and he's been riding all of his life. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
We welcome them and thank them for what they're doing in the community.
I think it's cool to see a lot more of these schools, instead of the coach wanting his name on there.
Yes.
Hey, put our school, football and basketball, we're going to come together with a bigger sponsorship and become a bigger part of the program. Yeah. Coaches and players show their gratification towards us. But to financially get involved, it's a huge deal and a big commitment, and we're grateful for that.
And again, talking to Coach Krause before the game, he also mentioned that we're on board now. We're on board. Did you get the mission statement? And I said, yes, we got it. And we did read it once tonight already. But it looks like they're going to be around for a while. And speaking of Coach Krause, he also mentioned to me that Cohen is going to make a visit this year to Western Michigan, only as a junior. They've invited him. So they're trying to coordinate when he can do that. I'm not sure. I don't think he's a basketball player. So, all right. We're ready to get the third quarter underway. 30-0 is our score. Contreras will kick off for the Crusaders. And once again, deep you got Brooks as one of them. And Martinez. And let's see what kind of kick Contreras has for us. It's a squibber. And Cudahy smart to just fall down at him about the 31-yard line, and that's where they'll start.
One of the O-linemen there, Escobar, bounced off his hands, and he said, oh, I'm just going to fall on this one. Can't risk a fumble. And still somewhat decent field position here to start this first drive of the second half.
All right, we'll see who. It looks like it's Brooks. Looks like Brooks will handle the quarterback duties to start anyways. See what he can do with it. I would think with the score, Dylan, we're in four down territory for possessions for Cudahy.
One would assume.
Brooks in the gun, wideouts right and left. Just underway here in the third quarter. Bobbled snap, hands it off for a little gain. And that's Wilder. Wilder on the carry. Got to say one thing, Dylan, I've noticed several times tonight. The Cudahy Packers are very, very polite. I mean, they pick up the ball a lot of times and give it back to the referee. You don't see a lot of players, high school players, doing that.
No, that's one thing Coach LeGrant really talked about was leadership and poise.
Brooks now on the keeper. And he fights his way. Nice job. Fights his way up to about the 39-yard line. So to bring up third and three. Down 11 to go in the third quarter. Wideouts to the right and the left. Brooks goes under center, which indicates maybe a running play. And they do. They hand it off. Oh, nice play by Lutheran. No gain there. It'll bring up fourth down.
Yeah, Hall Tabor there on the run for Cudahy. No gain. Might have even lost the half a yard there.
So to bring up fourth down, they fourth and three. And I said it. They're going to go.
Yeah, at this point, there's really no difference between punting or just going for it, so you might as well go for it.
Under center, Brooks hands it off to Wilder, trying to get the first down, pushing his way, but I don't know. He got it.
It was interesting. The guy here on this sideline spotted him at the 41. But the far sideline where the play was towards spotted him at the 43. So
yeah.
2 yard difference between where they had the spots.
Yeah, that should not happen, but.
But that's where, you know, advantage to the far official because the play is closer to him.
Yeah, right. All right, Brooks brings him out.
Looks like Pecky
there. Pecky again now thrown down the sideline, incomplete. So again, you got Brooks in there looking out like he's under center, and then you got Pecky deep. But Pecky actually threw it.
He threw it to Brooks on that one. Didn't have much time to throw as the strong push through there. Overthrew him by about 15 yards. I think he was just kind of scared to get hit there, Dick.
Yep.
Speaking of Union Grove, as you mentioned earlier, they start the third quarter with a touchdown of their own. They're up now 24-14.
Okay, that's more like what we thought we would see. Okay, Brooks back in at QB in the gun. Wideouts right and left.
I had to delay a game
there. Delay a game. I had to look for them. At the 9:25 mark of our third quarter.
Yeah, White Hat made his signal fast there.
Yep. Brooks in the gun. Back to pass. Brooks throws. Incomplete. Intended for Wilder. Boy, and he took a shot. Brooks did.
Yeah, he stood in there, though, to throw it, but he definitely took a shot.
So it'll bring up third and 15. All right, Brooks is going to go under center. And hands it off to Wilder. And this time they knew what was coming. Typically, if he goes under center, we know it's a running play. So to bring up fourth down. And this time it looks like he's bringing in the punter.
That's interesting. You get further up the field, but you bring in your punter here on this one. Must be a yardage type of difference.
Yep. So Cobb's back to punt for the Packers. 8:49 and counting in our third quarter. There's a snap. It's high, but he gets it off. And a fair catch called by the Crusaders.
I'm surprised he fair caught that one.
Yeah, that was Austin with the fair catch.
It was a nice kick, very tight spiral.
Yeah. So we'll see if Lutheran could tack on one more score here. And we'd have a running clock then. All right, Kraus will bring him out. He's got wideouts both to the right and the left. First and 10 at the 25 of Raylu. Back to pass goes Kraus. Throws it out here in the flat. Incomplete. Intended for Bryant. All right, second and 10. Those first three possessions, boom, 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 they scored. All right, Kraus brings him out. He's got wideouts both to the right and the left. At the 25, second and 10. In the gun. Pass. Complete for the first down and much more. Passed into Cudahy territory.
A nice catch there by Stanful on the far sideline.
So that'll move the chains. First and 10. At the 46. 46-yard line of Cudahy. And the officials saying, get that clock going. Kraus in the gun. Tight formation by the line. Back to pass. Here comes the rush. Kraus gets away. Now we got a flag. He throws it away. Or he threw it complete. But it looks it's probably going to come back.
I think this is going to be a 5-yard incidental face mask.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and that's what he called one of the, for high school, they do have a 5-yard versus a 15-yard. So it's 5 yards from the end of the play. So it'll be second and 4.
All right, Kraus brings him out. Wide outs to the right and the left. Throws it in the flat, complete. And up the sideline. Down inside the 8-yard line is Eli Gasol. Gasol on the reception. And it'll be first and goal for the Crusaders with 7:33 to go. In our third quarter. And now we got a timeout called by Cudahy. With 7:26 to go.
This has been an onslaught barrage by Crusaders on this drive. They're able to continue the success they had in the first half.
Well, this is a big one here if they score. What? Got to score 6, though. Then you'll have that running clock.
Dick, we had talked earlier, some of the teams up north had moved their start time to 6. Well, a few of them who did not move their start time earlier are now under lightning delays across the north. So The teams that did paying dividends here for them tonight.
All right. Kraus brings them out. At the nine, first and goal. There goes Kraus trying to get to the edge. Now throws it. Incomplete. So Mattson was the intended receiver.
And it was a nice play there by the defensive end for Cudahy, able to kind of set the edge. Kraus really had to try to sprint as fast as he could to get around him to that outside.
All right, Kraus in the gun. Second down. Tried to fake out the Packers and nothing doing. Had that man go in motion. And then no one went after Gasol, so it'll bring up third down. So all of a sudden, that Packer defense is really tightened up.
Yeah. They gave up a lot of yardage to get down here, but this is twice now that we've seen them in the red zone where last time they forced them into a field goal situation, and they might be doing the same here on this drive.
In the gun, Kraus wants to throw. There's a flag. And there's a fumble also.
Illegal shift, Dick, against the Crusaders.
They may decline this.
Well, it was against the Crusaders, so it'll back them up 5 yards. Okay. They'll have to replay the down.
Well, we got an injured player down, so that'll stop the stoppage of play. A lot of injuries tonight also.
Yeah, hopefully he's just cramping up, nothing too serious.
And again, a lot of our local teams, we have not gotten scores from them.
Well, it's been a honestly brutal night trying to keep up with scores because the teams we cover just aren't reporting anything.
Yeah.
Another Union Grove update, courtesy of Joey Olson, the PA announcer over there. Martinez took another one 55 yards to the house. It's now 31-14.
Okay, that's what I would have expected tonight, and it's happening now. Got to make Don Rosen over at WRJN happy. His wife's a graduate of Union Grove, or as I say, UG, so... He'll be happy next week when we talk for a few minutes, as they will remain undefeated overall and in conference.
Dick,
go ahead.
Oh, sorry. We have a St. Cats update from a minute ago. They're only up 14-0 with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter against Martin Luther.
Well, that actually, that's you should feel good about that. Martin Luther's they're a quality team. But Coach Kraus thought they would handle Martin Luther. So, I mean, I'm glad they're up by 14. We wish it was more, probably, but Martin, and it's at Martin Luther. So.
Yes. A little bit of a surprising score here. Bradford, they're playing Horlick. Bradford undefeated so far this year. They're only up 12-0 at halftime.
Ooh. See, now there's a game that's running late, too, unless...
That was about 20 minutes ago. Yeah, we haven't had a score update since then.
I mean, this one could be a serious injury. because he has not gotten up yet. We've got 6:22 to go in our third quarter. 30-0 is our score. Racine Lutheran with that lead. They were trying to build on it here. One more touchdown and you'd have a running clock because it'd be 36 with a touchdown. A field goal, if they hold them to a field goal, the clock will still stop when it's supposed to. And again, a couple assistant coaches went out there too for Racine Lutheran.
Trainers are really trying. It looks like his calves are cramping. They're trying to work him out, but
yeah.
It's one of those where, hey, if he can't figure it out here, we'll get two guys out there and carry you off the field and work on you on the sideline.
There you go.
The hardest things about these kind of games, Dick, is the filler time because you have such a lopsided score. Just keeping locked in, keeping people listening at home entertained. It's all facets of the game.
Yep. And now they're bringing, it looks like they're bringing a cart out for, well, they had a cart. Yep, they're going to. Got to put them on the cart and bring them off.
Yeah, much quicker than trying to walk them across the field.
I got to say, though, accessible-wise, this complex is not very good.
No, I don't know if you remember, but my first season here with you calling games, we had that ambulance come, and it took over 70 minutes between the time injured on the field, the ambulance accessing the field and getting them stabilized and then out of the stadium. It's very inaccessible stadium.
Yeah, it was a broken leg that night.
Yep.
All right, let's see what Krause can do now. Third and goal at the 19. Throws it into the end zone. He's got a man. For a touchdown.
Finds his big target, Gasau, once again.
So Gasau with the touchdown to make it 36-0, which means we will have a running clock from here on. Contreras will try to make it 37. There's a snap. The kick is up. And the kick is perfect. It's good. 37-0 is our score with 6:06 to go in the third quarter. So once we have the kickoff, then the clock will run. And Dylan has the timekeeper right next to him, so he'll make sure that that clock is running.
My stomach's not getting any fuller sitting here in the stadium.
Yeah, right.
Hopefully the injured player there for the Crusaders, not too injured, just some severe cramping, hopefully. Still getting treatment here on the near sideline.
So you got Martinez back as one of the deep men once again. As Contreras will kick off. There's the kick. And it takes them back to about the 11-yard line. Field it up to the 20, 30. Cuts inside, still on his feet. And nice return there. Nice return by Martinez. So the Packers will go on offense now with that clock running. Running clock now unless they score some points here.
Before the quarter.
Before the quarter's over. Otherwise, the fourth quarter, it just runs the whole time.
That's correct. That was part of a rule change 2 or 3 years ago now.
All right, let's see who they bring. Oh, they still got Brooks in at quarterback. Anthony Brooks, 5'10" senior. He'll have a wide out to his right and his left. Back to pass. High snap again. Brooks trying to run with it. Gets to the edge, and he does. He's to the 50 and into Lutheran territory. They're trying to score and get that clock to stop again.
And Brooks literally running for his life.
Yeah.
To that far sideline. Looks like they're spotting him just short, Dick. Or no, I'm sorry, they did move the chains.
Yep, they moved them. So clock continues to run, 4:20 and counting. For Brooks and company, the Cudahy Packers. Now it looks like we may have Petke back in there at quarterback. As he's got wideouts to his right. High snap.
Tanji,
yeah, okay.
Both of them were standing next to each other, but Tanji was the one who ended up fielding that one.
So to bring up second down. Second and 7. And again, they keep rotating them in and out there, Dylan. 3:25 and counting here in the third quarter. And it looks like it's Tanji again. It is, as he tries to run, gets by past the first man, but then they gang tackle him.
I had just nothing going there for Cudahy.
No.
Brought down no gain there, Dick.
Yep. So to bring up third and 7. 2:35 to go. He's in the gun. Tanjay, and oh, now we got a timeout called by Cudahy. As they're trying to get some points on the board and get that clock to stop. We're at 2:10 in the third quarter.
He changed out one of the kids in the formation, so.
And again, typically high school football games run, what, about 2 hours?
Two and a half, yeah.
Okay.
So.
Not bad then, because it's not even been 2 hours yet.
I know when I was a kid, they changed the timing rules. Before, you used to knock it out of these games till about 10:15, get home just in time for them to be showing the highlights on the TV. Try and find a few more scores here for you, Dick.
Okay.
Y-M-C-A. It's nice that so many teams get reported, but they're all out of our area.
Yeah. But they, I like that, that the up north teams do that. They try to spread it all across. All right, we're back to live action with 2:09 and counting. Tangi in the gun. Wideouts right and left. Wants to throw. Throws it up there. Intercepted. Intercepted by Relu. Up to the 50, 40. And down to the 39-yard line.
Cohen Kraus, Dick, making plays offensively and defensively with that big interception.
So Cohen Kraus with the INT. And we still got 1:30 to go here in the third quarter, but we do have a running clock. I mean, they score again. Definitely, we probably, it'll be a running clock in the fourth quarter. Well, even so, if they take off this 1:15, it'll run all the time in quarter number four. Kraus back to pass, throws. Complete. And that's Gasol. Gasol on the reception. First and 10 for Racine Lutheran. Now they're rolling again.
And we'll have to see at least one more play here before the quarter ends.
Yep. And if they know the rules, like I think they do, they'll run that play, but... Well, maybe they will try to score yet here in the third quarter. There goes Kraus, getting to the sideline. That's the end of our third quarter of play with our score. Racine Lutheran 37, Cudahy 0. Dylan, so for our listeners now, if now it's a running clock irregardless, correct?
Correct. This will be a running clock here for the rest of this fourth quarter. Even if Cudahy were to score or bring it under 35, it'll continue to be a running clock here until the final horn of the clock hitting
zero. Now that's
been
a few years, right?
Yeah. So once the fourth quarter starts, the 35 point thing was always in place.
Yeah.
But the other adjustments that they made, that has been like 2 or 3 years now.
Okay.
So it looks like he got tackled, Dick, at the 1 yard line.
Okay, yep.
It's where they're spotting it on the other end of the field.
As we'll start the fourth quarter with the continuous running clock now that will not stop, irregardless of score. Okay, in tight are the Crusaders.
Got Cudahy to jump there, Dick.
Yep. Looks like we're trying to see a little bit of the Eagles here.
Maybe. Did you see the NFL's cracking down on that play?
I love it.
It's so funny. Like, all these teams didn't want it to be banned. Now the Eagles have run it, and then other teams are trying to run it, and the NFL is like, whoa.
Yep.
We're not doing this. So I found that to be interesting.
There's the sneak. And a touchdown.
Kraus getting in untouched once again.
Kraus again, and the clock will continue to run. Makes it 43-0 with the extra point pending by Contreras. All right, Contreras to try to make it 44-0. There's the snap. The kick is up. And the kick is perfect again. Good to make it 44-0 with the running clock. WRJN in Racine.
Just the onslaught of points continue here
yep.
from Pritchard Park.